This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has conceded that Joe Biden will be the next president one day after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol as Congress was certifying Biden's victory. In a video posted to his Twitter account, Trump said the demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol had defiled the seat of American democracy.
To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
Trump, who at a rally Wednesday encouraged demonstrators to march on the Capitol and had continued until Thursday to falsely claim that the election was stolen from him, said his focus would be on ensuring a smooth transition of power. The statement was in stark contrast to his words Wednesday when he encouraged thousands of supporters to march to the Capitol to protest the election results. The mob occupied the building, overran police officers, and forced members of Congress into hiding for their own safety. President-elect Joe Biden is calling the violent group that descended on the U.S. Capitol Wednesday domestic terrorists. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Biden called it 4 years in the making.
He unleashed an all-out assault on our institutions of our democracy from the outset.
And says yesterday was the culmination, inciting an attack on the Capitol by what Biden called insurrectionists and domestic terrorists.
Don't dare call them protesters.
Biden spoke while introducing his Justice Department team, led by Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland, whom he says will revitalize institutions badly damaged under Trump.
We need to restore the honor, the integrity, the independence of the Department of